Wow, do I got a story for you. We are continuing on with what's happening with the Federal Reserve in this one. The first thing we need to talk about is the Fed taper. I've got brand new information that you need to know. It's going to affect you, your portfolio, and so on. The second thing I want to look at is the stimulus. I'll give you the data surrounding that. I'm going to give you information right now that is really key because it will impact what we see in the coming months. The third thing I want to look at is the economic madness. Prices are going sky high. There are shortages. I'm going to give you updates on all of that. I've got so much to cover. Let's go. All right, let's begin with this. The Fed appears on track to use their meeting on September 21st to 22nd to tee up the start of the reduction in their asset purchases for the November meeting. So they're suggesting September, this is coming around, we're going to hear from the Federal Reserve, and they're going to let everybody know when the taper begins. Fed officials prepare for November reduction in bond buying. This is the Wall Street Journal. Phasing out the stimulus by the middle of 2022 could clear the path for an interest rate increase. So the suggestion here is that they are now officially going to mention this in September. Then it's going to occur in November. It will start to reduce throughout the year into 2022, and it'll end in July. If the market responds, okay, it's positive, it's fine throughout that period, then they can see as it stabilizes, can we start to increase interest rates at this point? We are so far from that here, and the Federal Reserve has made it very, very clear that they will not start any rate increase until we get going on the taper, which they've started to mention. So people would say, well, no, they won't do it, but they have to do this because you have a certain amount of ammunition when you're looking at it from an interest rate point of view. The last time, they only had a little bit to work with, and the stimulative effect was very minimal. Previous instances, they had a lot more breathing room. They don't have any today. So what does that mean? Oh, they'll just bring interest rates into the negative then. Look at the other examples where they brought interest rates into the negative, and it is not positive. And we'll talk about that in a minute. I've got some information about the Swiss National Bank as well. Couple points in here, though. I'm sure you know most of this. The Federal Reserve officials will seek to forge an agreement at their coming meeting. Many of them have said in recent interviews that they could begin reducing or tapering their $120 billion a month in purchases. Okay. This is coming, by the way, November 2nd to 3rd. Now, I moved that up. Let me go back down. Mr. Powell said in a recent speech at the July meeting that he believed if the economy evolved broadly as anticipated, it could be appropriate to start reducing the pace of asset purchases this year. I want to make this very clear, although you obviously know what's happening here, is that if you see what they do, they don't reduce the balance sheet. That's not it. They are reducing the amount of money they're printing each month. So the balance sheet is at $8.4 trillion or whatever it is. And you see, you add them all up, the mortgage-backed securities and then all the different things, okay? And it just goes to ridiculous levels. By the time this is all said and done, who knows how much they're going to have on that balance sheet, but it's just gone way, way too far. The central bank last December said it would continue the current pace of bond buying, and they were looking for this substantial further progress. I think it's clear that we have made further progress on achieving our inflation goal. There has also been very good progress towards maximum employment. And this right here is part of their mandate and what they want to achieve. They want to create inflation. They want to reduce the purchasing power of the currency. They have made that very clear, very clear. Okay, it just gets into the same things that we've been talking about for a while. I just wanted to make it very clear about what they intend on doing. Okay, the Fed cut its short-term benchmark interest rate to zero in March 2020. You remember that, and they started buying $80 billion in the treasuries, $40 billion in mortgage-backed securities. They indicated, the Federal Reserve indicated that they don't want to be in a position where they are still increasing their asset portfolio when an interest rate increase might be needed to keep inflation in check. And they've run out right now because inflation is still running hot and the time is getting very, very, let's just say the pace is increasing at this point, okay? They're suggesting that the assets, this keeps messing up on me, the assets purchases could end in the middle of 2022. We'll see. One possible path under consideration would see the central bank reduce its purchases of treasury bonds by $10 billion a month and mortgage securities by $5 billion a month. We'll see where it all is. I'm not going to give you any more speculation. Who knows? But I'm just showing you here that this is going on. This is huge. This is so important. All the details are in this Wall Street Journal article. I don't want to beat a dead horse about it, but this is what they're saying. You know, if you want to check it out, I would highly recommend doing so. Look at this. This is the graph that corresponds to that information. So you got $120 billion a month every single month. And then we get into November and that starts to decline less. And if everything stays okay with the employment scenario, with inflation and all this stuff, they can continue that right into next year. We don't know what's going to happen, but this, of course, is what they're suggesting. And then you think, no, it can't be. But look, already, the pace of global central bank bond purchases is decelerating. We've had that. The peak was last year, 2020, and it's been declining ever since. And the expectation is as we move into 2022, we will see less of that. So we know that that is the case. That's already happening. Whether or not they're going to reduce the balance sheet itself, different story. Increasing interest rates for the Fed, different story. But 24 times this year, central banks have increased their interest rates. So the Fed is certainly behind in that respect. The largest US fiscal stimulus packages of all time. They want $4.5 trillion of fiscal stimulus to be announced. We will see. This is, you know, a lot of money. Money's going to be flooding around if they can get it. But understand that usually the people who need it most, they don't see it. So this is just showing you as a comparison to the percentage of the GDP. Just understand that it's huge on any measurement, dollar value, historical, you know, just use any sort of indicator to measure that and you will see how crazy it is. September stimulus would arrive with a budget deficit 33% of the GDP. Craziness, but of course, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know how this is going to unfold, but you know, you can rest assured one thing, the debt is going to increase, the deficits are going to get worse. Now, this is just showing you what's going on within this year. You can see all the different dates. The most important being, in my opinion, September 22nd, the FOMC. So I will give you the details, of course, on that day. So stay tuned, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, hit that like button so that you can make sure you're getting this information as, you know, we're only really a few days away before that information comes out. So you want to make sure that you join the channel if you haven't already. So I want to look at this, tighten this up in the Money GPS Insights. It looks like the Fed may join the rest of the world and start their tapering. We will find out in the coming days. Inflation is out of control right now, and they need to bring that in and under control. How do they do that? They have to increase interest rates. They have to slow down their money printing. And who knows how long this is going to take for them to actually have an impact on inflation. Perfection is priced into the markets right now. So you as an investor need to reduce your high risk bets now more than ever before. The Swiss National Bank says that negative rates are the key to prevent a rise in the franc. Can you believe this? They will devalue their currency at any cost. The pickup in inflation in Switzerland is temporary. Yeah. Really? That's a central bank vice president saying that. They're all saying this kind of thing. It's crazy. I mean, I don't know specifically what's happening in Switzerland, but all around the world, you look at it and inflation is rising like crazy. Although the SMB will raise borrowing costs when necessary, at the moment we need negative interest rates due to the situation globally. If we were to hike interest rates now, the franc would appreciate markedly and economic growth would slow and joblessness would increase. You know, we've heard that so many times before. Trying to devalue your currency intentionally is just crazy. Different story. Now, you have seen my reports about car prices and where they have gone. But what about wrecked cars, broken cars, not even usable used cars? Even wrecked cars are getting more expensive. Junked car auctioneer Copart is selling total vehicles at record prices. This is crazy. Obviously, they want the parts. They want to see what they can do with them. You've got problems getting things from overseas. I get it. It's just crazy to see this. Now, look at this. Speaking of which, Los Angeles port logjam tops 50 ships. Wait exceeds 8 days. Never seen anything like this before. U.S. ports are overrun with record numbers of container vessels. Anchorage space is full, forcing ships into drift zones. So they're just waiting around. They're just hanging out. Just waiting to see what happens. Look at that. You can see that this is a record high. The acceleration and the pace at which we've seen this. And as I've said many times before, the fourth quarter of the year is generally the busiest time frame. And so we're going to have even worse. It's going to get even worse in these coming months. And I believe the earliest that this can slow down, barring any unforeseen events, is going to be towards that March or so timeframe of 2022. Look at this. You could see the actual ships themselves. If you want to see data like this, you can always go to Marine Traffic and check that out. Switching gears. I think this is important, not just for the prices of the commodities, of course, but the geopolitical, you know, tensions and also, you know, you just see different countries forming alliances with each other on all levels, whether it's China or somebody else. Gazprom announces that its Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline to Germany is finished. This is a big deal. Look at it. Energy giant Gazprom announced Friday that construction of the controversial gas pipeline is set to double natural gas supplies from Russia to Germany by bypassing Ukraine. It's been completed. This, to me, just shows what has been happening, how this world order, gotta be careful, has been changing as well. And I think that the US is probably not liking this too much. I could tell you that, okay? Prices, by the way, of natural gas have gone up to a ridiculous level. Energy costs already in Europe are so expensive, but globally things have just gone berserk, as I'm sure you're aware of. And this is one thing I wanted to touch on just really quickly before we end the video. Stablecoins face crackdown as US discusses risk council review. I think this is the first one to see it, to see any form of real solid regulation around it. This is the way that the government can get in on it. The stable coins, because of their interaction with the US dollar and so on, I think that that's probably where they'll try attacking the cryptocurrency world first. And so, you know, there might be that jurisdiction because of how this goes in line with, the current financial system. They obviously cannot ban certain things. They cannot do this, but they can regulate at the off ramps. When you look at what happened with these different exchanges and so on, they can get them there. They can't touch the cryptos themselves though. So this is, anyway, just some information, what you think of it. I'm interested. What I want to cover really quickly for those who are still here, and thank you for that. Do you think this tapering is actually going to happen? Are they going to do it at this pace? Or are they going to start to do it and maybe have to wind that back? Let me know in the comment section below. Your opinion matters to me. I know that as a fact, but also everybody, we're just sharing. And I know that people love to share in the comment sections. I love to read your comments and so on. Are you an insider? Well, this is the place that I want you to be, because I'm going to be able to communicate to you directly 5 times a week. I'm going to send you the video of the day. It's a place where I can get around the censorship and so on. So you can join me at this card up here or at themoneygps.com. If you want to support the channel, it's pretty easy. Hit that like button. By hitting the like button, you help me out. If you haven't seen this video already, you definitely want to check it out. Click it and I'll see you there.